April 12th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, Podcast One. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beautiful Banting Park neighborhood. And I am joined by my extraordinary producer, the mighty Max Martinson at the WAUK Studios in Radio Park on Victory Drive. And we've got a great set of podcasts today. Our first podcast, we're gonna take a break from the politics that we've been focusing on the last couple of weeks with the elections. With my first guest, CJ Ziegler. You may recall, for any regular listeners of the radio show, CJ was my guest at least twice. We did a show on the Waukesha South esports team that won back-to-back state titles. And CJ was a member of that team, kind of like a pit boss, right, CJ, handling the technology for the...
Yep.
And then CJ and I stayed in touch and was always really impressed while he was a senior in high school. You graduated in 24, right?
Yep.
Terrific. So I have to confirm that, as you may know from local events. But while CJ was a senior, he was working in technology for the city of Waukesha for a brief time. And then after graduation, he delayed college plans for an exciting opportunity with Fox News.
Fox 6,
as a photo journalist. How did you land such an opportunity?
That's a good question. I think it was mainly because I think I had a really great interview process. I think I really impressed them with how much technology skills I had, only at 18 graduating from college, right, or not graduating from high school.
Sure. That's terrific. And like, because we would believe that, you know, especially a reputable brand like Fox, even at the local level, that the way they would vet candidates is that they would want to have a college degree or someone at least that's in college. But you obviously had the credentials that that wasn't a factor. Mm-hmm. Did they ask you about that at all? Or was there any?
Yeah, they asked what experience I had and whatnot, because obviously I didn't have a college degree. But since I've been kind of in the ecosystem of video stuff for most of my life, since I got like a school iPad, definitely helped me get the job.
That's terrific. Well, congrats. And how long were you with them again? It was like a 6 month or 9 month gig, I think you were with them. I'm sorry?
6 months. Yeah.
6 months. That's fantastic. And CJ, you will be starting college in the fall at WCTC, right?
Yep.
And I imagine you're going to go into more like photo and video journalism. Is that safe to say, or a different direction?
WCTC doesn't have anything really with video, so I'm going to try for cybersecurity.
Oh, that's right. That's a growing program. So, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. So, but now that you've completed your duties with Fox, and we'll get back to that in a second because I want to hear some about what that was like. That had to be a great experience. You've got plans for some more. For those of you who know CJ, he's also known as the Storm Chaser. In fact, his YouTube page says CJ Ziegler Storm Chaser. Very impressive YouTube page, by the way.
Thank you.
Where are you going this summer? Where are storms taking you?
So far, I've driven about 5,500 miles in the last 2 or 3 weeks, all the way down along the Mississippi River down to Mississippi. Seen about 4 tornadoes already this year, and I'm hoping in the next week or two to head down to the plains into Texas and Oklahoma and area and see how many tornadoes we can get on live stream.
So you've been storm chasing as we speak, or in real time as sorts. Wow. That's,
yep.
How what spurred your interest in that? Was it the what was the one movie they made a remake of it? Twister.
I don't think it was Twisters, because I mean that came out definitely a little bit earlier. A lot of people, it was the Storm Chaser show back in the day. Mm. But I think for me, it was sometime during COVID, about in 2020, I kind of started getting into it. And maybe it was like YouTube videos I was watching, I think.
Sure, sure. Well, and it was during COVID as well that the esports team had kind of formed and had some really great results. So that's it. Because while it was a difficult time for many, for some it was a golden age. So especially, again, while you were in high school, and a lot of high school, you know, the rights of youth have been greatly disrupted. You basically found ways to reinvent yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to Fox. Like, tell us what kind of stories you covered and what kind of work that you did.
Yeah. I know one of the big first ones that I remember was the Oscars fire over on the east side of town, Waukesha.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a very interesting one.
Last November.
Yeah. It was pouring on the way there. Eventually, thankfully, stopped. For some reason, the rain didn't do much. I think it was such a crazy fire. I got there, wasn't much going on. I set up my gear, and all of a sudden, whoosh, huge flames coming out.
Wow.
So that was very interesting.
I bet. You know, I remember that day. I was out of town. It was my last day. I was in Louisville, Kentucky for a project. And my wife sent me the text. And at first, I thought it was the cops further down on Blue Mound in Brookfield. Then realized it was Oscars. And I got home sometime after 9 that evening, and my wife picked me up at Mitchell. We're driving back. And right as we get off in that exit where, you know, you're getting off from the 94 and then there, you know, like Gerke's Corners, whatever, there's the Oscars on the left and another fire broke out and they had to go back there and put it out. So now did you have to go back there and cover that or you'd already completed the project?
No, because I work overnight. So whoever was on shift at that point probably covered that story.
Wow. And what were the hours on the overnight shift?
12 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Wow. How'd you like that?
Pretty good. It was very interesting covering overnight stories. You're kind of the only one there, so you get to pick kind of what stories you want to do.
Sure. And what hours would you sleep? Would you come home right from work and sleep, or would you go home and like...
Yeah, I'd sleep right away.
Okay. Neat. Wow, work that's pretty cool. Yeah. What was probably the most difficult part of that job with Fox in your mind?
That's a good question. I think... For some of the days, like New Year's overnight, definitely the safety part, not trying not to become a scene or whatnot and such. But
yeah,
otherwise, trying to stay awake if there's nothing going on, you don't have much to do otherwise.
Sure, sure. And were you doing other work while you were with Fox, like other type of video or photo gigs, or were you allowed to?
I didn't have really anything else. Besides just capturing whatever breaking news was going on overnight.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. So, and now, do you have like sponsors for like the storm chasing adventures you have coming up, or you just kind of self fund that?
I don't currently have any sponsors if anybody's interested. But otherwise, it is mostly funded by my fans, and I streamed to two other live streaming channels, and they also help pay the cost of gas and such.
Yeah, it says, do I have this correct? Is it 6,500 subscribers you have on the YouTube channel? Is that, did I get that number correct? Wow, that's pretty. And how long have you had that YouTube channel up for?
I've had the channel, just looked yesterday. I've had this channel since 2016, but I've only seen recent success in the last year and a half.
Sure. Did the gig with Fox News kind of help in that effort or kind of raise your profile?
A little bit.
Sure. Okay. But mostly it's just been your tenacity at posting great, rich content.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, that's neat. Now, you were doing some storm chasing in the past year, right? At least before your Fox gig. Tell us about that. Was that your first time really out in the field or had you done others?
Yeah.
I've
had the past few other years, like 2020, I went around town and did a little bit of stuff. But yeah, last year and especially this year is my first year that I've gone. This year I went out to like the plains and such not and whatnot. And then last year around Wisconsin and Illinois, I was able to live stream the February tornadoes last year, the very rare first time tornadoes in Wisconsin in February directly to the National Weather Service to help them warn those tornadoes, which was a really great opportunity. And they were also able to use my video in their documentary.
Oh, really? How cool. And of course they gave you a credit for that then, right?
Yep.
I apologize for my ignorance. What part of the state did that take place again last February?
That was southwest of Wisconsin, just a little bit east of like Monroe.
Okay. So not as far like as like Crawford County where Prairie du Chien is, right? Like by the river, is further inland.
As
tornadoes, I guess, would dictate.
It's a little bit south of Madison area.
Mm. Oh, okay. Like straight south, yeah. So like near Mineral Point or further south?
I think a little further south.
Okay. Wow. So not a bad drive for you. It's not like you had to Wow. That's pretty neat. And so those were kind of your first, your baptisms, if you will, in storm chasing.
Yeah. I got really lucky last year with how many storms we had earlier in the year.
Sure, sure. Well, and you know, and that's what we forget is that there are, like, although Milwaukee really doesn't, maybe Waukesha County might get touched or there's some after effects, but like, but as you go down to like Racine County, I remember, what year was that? Maybe 2006 or 7 or 8, there was some awful tornadoes that really wiped out that part, that western part of Racine County, closer to 94. A lot of homes were damaged. So that's, so it still can be an occurrence here in this state. So yeah. Of course, in, you know, Illinois being as flat as it is and all that prairie land, I'm sure they're susceptible to that kind
definitely
of
activity. Definitely a lot nicer to chase storms in without having all those trees and whatnot. You can at least see and report the storms faster.
Sure. Now with Fox 6, were there storms that you were capturing at all in any capacity?
There was one or two snowstorms I captured, but otherwise there wasn't any, much severe weather over the winter time. But
sure.
It was fun doing coverage of the snowstorms we had.
Okay, nice. So, now let's jump back to or jump forward to the trip you have planned for this summer. Tell us where you're going again and what you're looking to capture.
Yeah, right now it's pretty quiet, but I'm hoping by maybe the end of next week or early following week, I will be heading down to the plains for however long the storms are going to be active for. I'll be wise from all of that. And hoping to help with National Weather Service Warning Service and keep people safe.
That's neat. Now, do they pay you for that, or is that just something you do as a good citizen?
National Weather Service, no, they don't pay you, but it definitely helps warn the storms. And if someone sees on TV that it's a confirmed tornado by someone that knows what they're talking about, then it definitely helps them get in their shelter.
Sure, sure. So it's good portfolio builder for you, for sure.
Yep.
So, well, and that's just it, is you're kind of slave to some forecast, but primarily, you know, it's not like you can say, hey, I'm going to go down to San Antonio area, like Texas, in July 15th, because there's a tornado scheduled for like those dates.
Yeah.
You can't, that doesn't happen. You just kind of have to be at the ready. So are you working anywhere currently though? And if, you know, is it with someone that allows you to do it, or are you freelancing?
I'm currently freelancing. I was able to save up some money from Fox 6 to be able to do this summer.
Sure.
And so far everyone that's supporting the stream has, I'm still the green this year for storm chasing, which has been really great.
Wow. That's great. So can I add, and you don't have to answer this, but like, how much money do people, they pay a subscription to your page? Is that how, or they just, they pay for, like, how does that work? The
revenue? Yeah. For YouTube, some people do membership for monthly. And then you can also do like a one-time, they call it a super chat, basically a donation to the stream.
Okay.
And then also the people that support other people's streams, they help pay me also.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What's the monthly membership for CJ Ziegler Storm Chaser?
It starts at $2 and it goes up in increments up to 100.
Oh, based on what access you get as a member.
Yeah, or how much you want to support. Yeah.
Yeah. So say you got some like cheap SOB like me. What does $2 get me a month?
It basically just gets you a little status indicator that you're a member, and then you get to see some private updates from me instead of just the people on Twitter.
But do you get to watch the videos, or do you have to pay a little extra for that?
All the videos as of right now are all public already.
Okay, so that's not okay. It's just more the real in depth.
Yeah.
Sure.
If maybe able to get a larger following, then maybe I can have enough production to create specific videos and whatnot stuff.
Okay, sure. And then, so what does the $100 get you?
You get my name and my car. Or your gamer tag or whatever you want on there.
Oh, as a sponsor, you mean, right? Or
yep.
A subscriber on your car. Well, what kind of car are you driving these days?
A 2012 Nissan Sentra. She's still going.
But you got it all decked out like a race car, huh?
Oh yeah,
that's cool. Do you still have that awesome e-scooter?
I do.
Go to the old studio and walk show that. Yeah. Oh, yep. That's neat. So, do you take that with you on the trip? So when you do get, when you're on a break, you can kind of go around town.
Well, unfortunately, it's a little too big.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you need someone to watch it, care for it while you're gone, let me know. That looked like a lot of fun to ride.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's exciting. So what's, what else haven't we, Max, how are we doing on time here, my friend? But, yeah, what, oh, Here he comes. Oh, good. We got 5 minutes. What else would you want people to know about the work you do, CJ, and why they should seriously consider you for your photo video journalism services, as well as the storm chasing?
I think I definitely produce one of the best, if not the best, in Wisconsin live streams, with how much time I put into the designs of the stream, along with the technology to help keep my video nice and great quality in even the worst conditions. Okay. We have 3 different data connections, along with Starlink, if people know what that is. Basically satellite internet mounted to the car. And that helps me, say, in perfect quality, even in Southwest Wisconsin, which is known for really not great connection.
Okay, interesting. And with the storm chasing, would you say your reputation mostly regional, like a lot of your subscribers from the state, or have you developed more of a national reputation for people that are storm chasing fanatics? Or
I think fashionistas. Definitely starting this year, most of my subscribers and population was in and around Wisconsin.
Okay.
But last few streams have definitely been getting more notice from the national coverage of people that watch the streams. So you can definitely tell once I'm in Wisconsin, I definitely get more viewership, but I'm hoping the more I chase outside Wisconsin, I can get a larger viewership.
Wow, that's neat. Do you collaborate with any of your friends from Waukesha South, particularly the esports team, on any of these projects, or they kind of have their own thing going?
Yeah. Nobody else around here that I know of does storm chasing from South. I do have someone else locally in the county that I do storm chase with somewhat regularly, and it's been really great to chase with.
Oh, fun. Is there like a nationally or globally known storm chaser that you would say is a role model, like you would want to have his or her reputation or recognition?
His name is Reed Timmer. He's known for his Dominator 3, 1, 2, and 3. It's basically an armored tank that can drive into a tornado, basically.
Wow. Yeah, and those tanks don't, because of the weight, they don't fly into the air as easily. Is that right?
Yeah. And they hang down, and then you can get a nice view of the tornado and get sensor data and stuff.
Wow, that's fast. I mean, how close do you get, or have you gotten? Or what is your, like?
I think I've been, it's usually about a mile or so, but I've been, I think, as close as a half mile to a tornado. Wow.
And you can certainly feel it, right, for that, when you're that close?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that like? I mean, are you frightened, or are you kind of?
It's a great adrenaline rush.
I bet. Wow, that's really something. So, well, neat. So what's, you're going to WCTC for cybersecurity. And I mean, because like I said, you've had a really interesting year after high school, whereas like most of your peers are talking about the dorm parties or the frat parties or some of the other adventures that have, of the, you know, really neat things, or overseas study or whatever that is. You're storm chasing, and you're doing photojournalism for Fox 6 and like all these like really cool things. What are your plans are after college? Did you want to continue in cybersecurity, or have that as kind of one vertical?
Yeah.
Your many offerings.
I'm hoping ideally I could maybe get a online job for cybersecurity, and then still be able to do that partially, and then be able to continue doing storm chasing on the side.
Okay. Very cool. So we have 1 minute left. And anything else you want us to know, or upcoming plans or things you're excited about?
I guess if you have some storms in the area, definitely keep an eye on it with your local news station or yours truly. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, CJ Ziegler, storm chaser, photo video journalist, technology extraordinaire. It's great that we could reconnect, and let's definitely stay in touch. I have to connect you with Max Martinson too. He's doing some really great things in broadcasting at MATC, and I think you guys would really hit it off. So thanks again for joining us, and I invite everyone to stick around. First District Alderman Krizine is my guest, and enjoy this beautiful Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. Bye for now.